the consuming fire of divine jealousy. There is yet another fire that burns fiercely and vehemently consumes its fuel. It is a fire of love that burns in the heart of God without ceasing. It is a fervent fire that consumes every rival, every thief that dares to steal away the affections of his sons or daughters that he has chosen for himself. The very nature of the divine being is likened to such a fire. In Hebrews 12 and verse 29, we read, "For our God is a consuming fire." In Exodus chapter 20 and verse 4 and 5, we read, "Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven images or likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God." That consuming fire will burn up every god or idol that ever dares to lay claim to his own chosen ones. It will consume every love in heaven or earth that would presume to come between the Father and his children. It will consume any and every enemy who would presume to alienate their affections. It is a consuming, unquenchable flame that he will cause to burn in every heart of all his ministers. At the same time, that same fire was the eternal, fierce, passionate fire of love that accompanied his children, a burning pillar of fire all through the desert wanderings, tenderly protecting them, feeding them, quenching their thirst, and caring for them as a loving father. Paul, himself aflame with that love fire, wrote in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 14, "For the love of Christ constraineth us." It was Paul's motivating force, just as it was those same motivating flames of love that brought Christ to this earth to be our acceptable sacrifice for sin. In the heart of a servant of God, there is a burning, intensive something burning within them. Pressures, desires, the flame of God's burning. Such servants are not casually professional, but are consumed with the flames of love for Christ. He is their God, their Lord, their Master, their Lover. It is a flame of the love from the heart of God that reached down and captured their hearts, and they live for Him and Him alone. Out from the midst of the fires came forth these beautiful creatures, heaven's firebrands, flaming creatures of the fire that had been shiningly cleaned with the inner fire of love to God. They were not creatures of the water, soulless water nymphs going about enjoying the spring sunshine. They were not vessels merely washed with water, but vessels passed through the fire, the purifying fires of God's holiness. They were not afraid of the fire. They did not escape or run away from the fires, but allowed them to do their work, and they were not consumed by the flames. This present world, aflame in its destroying fires of hate, greed, lust, and envy, becomes only the master's workshop in which his servants are transformed into flaming fires, torches for their master's use. Because God designed the present world exclusively to make the ambience necessary for the transformation of his own children into flaming suns. It is designed in the shape, form, and essence of burning, purging fires, and it is out of those fires that the beautiful creatures came. The fires of holiness. There is yet another consuming fire of God. It is a fire of holiness. That is a fire that most frightens the devil. That is a fire that frightens sinners, a fire they never want to approach. That is a fire that empowers the wrath of God against all unrighteousness. That is a terrifying sight that sinners will see in the face of the Lamb in the day of judgment, and that will cause him to cry out to the rocks and mountains to hide them from the face of the Lamb. Nevertheless, the fire of holiness is one of the fires that will burn outside and inside the creatures that are made in his image. John said in his gospel in chapter 1 and verse 12, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." No power known to man has any other source than some kind of fire. This power comes from the fires that God takes his sons through in order that they might become or made into sons of God. They would become creatures of the fire, ministers with the flaming heart.